Amen. Holy Father, we welcome your presence in this place. Lord, we celebrate your presence. Your presence is more than welcome. Lord, we surrender, we yield, we submit unto your presence that is in this place. For you are nothing without you, Lord. We love you, we praise you, we glorify you, we exalt your holy name. Father, I thank you for everything that you've done, for every heart you've touched, for every word you have revealed. I thank you for what you're about to do even throughout the rest of the service. I pray that you will locate every person standing on this ground. And may you pour out your presence, Father. May a cloud of your glory saturate this atmosphere. Even now, may it be within your manifest presence that we are continuously changed more and more according to your flawless and perfect character, likeness, and image. Father, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Good evening, everyone. Welcome. I'm very excited tonight. Listen, tonight I've got a word. Normally when I preach, it is from my spirit, but tonight I've got a word that's going to come from my heart. Tonight I've got a word that is a part of me. It is a topic that is very close to me. But before I get into this, I first would like to honor the spiritual authority that is over this house, Pastor Leon and Pastor Esther Lee Dupria. I submit everything that I do onto them, even now as I'm preaching. If in any form or way I'm stepping out of line, I trust and I know that Pastor Esty will tell me to go and sit down. And that's not a problem. So I surrender, I submit this to them, amen. I greatly honor and respect my spiritual father. Just as, listen, who've been here this morning? What a service. Listen, this might sound a bit biased coming from me because it's my wife, but man, I was so proud. That service was so anointed. When I came in here this morning, I felt kind of distracted, not knowing how I'm going to take the evening. But the moment she took the mic and she opened her mouth, the presence of God came over me. The moment she finished the sermon, I left restored. Amen. She saved my life. She prayed for me for 10 years to encounter God. 10 years. She saved my life. And I just want to say thank you for everything that you do for me. Amen. And so tonight I'm going to be preaching tonight. Tonight I will be preaching on three dangerous dimensions. Dangerous dimensions of prayer. Say dimensions of prayer. And I need a people tonight that can respond. I need a people, listen to me. The extent to what you will receive is in direct proportion to the extent that you can respond. Amen? So I need spiritual people with me tonight. I need people that can respond. Say response is everything. Amen? Dimensions of prayer. This is a topic that is close to my heart. This is a topic that I can preach on for hours. Don't worry, I'm not going to be preaching for hours because of time and I need to pray for everyone. Now, turn to your neighbor and say 5 minutes. Can you give me 5 minutes to get this short and powerful message through? 5 prophetic minutes. Amen? Is that okay? Prayer. Say prayer. Now, you know, many times I've seen people while they're praying, I would scan people, I would look at people, and not a lot of people know how to pray or how to press in. Amen? It is a topic that is many times highly misunderstood. because many see prayer as a something. It's just something they're doing. But I want to tell you tonight that prayer is not a something, that it is a place. It is a dimension of intimacy with the true living God. A prayer is a relationship platform where we look at God to become more like Him. Amen? It is when we step into this place called prayer, this dimension, that we start to design our future. That we start to create our future. And where you can stand there, seeing in the future, pulling from the spiritual dimension, pulling it out of the supernatural, making it manifest into the here and now. Amen? Now, many might think that what I'm saying now is like a fairy tale. How can you imagine things? You see, many people, they imagine things thinking that it will never come to pass. It is impossible. It will never be reality. But if you can come to a place, there are two different types of minds. There is a mind governed by the flesh, and there is a mind governed by the Spirit. A mind governed by the flesh is death, but a mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. If you can operate from without that dimension, you will be able to see the things that you see in the Spirit as a reality and not as pure fantasy. Amen? And you will be able to pull it from the supernatural into the here and into the now. Amen? Dimensions of prayer. Are you ready for this? I need you to listen. For these dimensions of prayer will cause you to move mountains. When you venture into these three dimensions of prayer, the impossible becomes possible. That which was dead shall become back to life. That which was taken from you, stolen from you, shall be returned sevenfold with interest. That which was dragging you down, pulling you down, shall release you. It is, listen to me, where doors have been closed, doors of prosperity, of breakthrough have been closed, and they shall be reopened. For tonight, the Lord God Almighty has prepared before you in the presence of your enemy a table. And tonight you dine at the Lord's table. And the cup that you drink from, your portion tonight will be healing. It will be restoration. It will be deliverance. It will be breakthrough. Breakthrough. Oh, I've got a sound. I've got a sound locked up inside of me tonight that is about to be released. I've got fire in my bones. I feel the presence of God all over me now. I've seen exactly what God is about to do tonight. But I need you to be expectant. Amen? Say dimensions. Now, before I get into the message, I first need to explain dimensions, so that you will be able to venture into these dimensions with ease. Is that okay? Dimensions. Say dimensions. You see, we have many Christians that have learned how to pray, but they have not learned how to receive. Amen? They have not learned how to receive. We've got many people that have joined this ministry, this prophetic ministry, from many different places with a lot of different spiritual backgrounds. Amen? And just as Jesus had disciples, now I'm going to try and explain dimensions to the best of my ability. I hope that you can understand. Now, just as Jesus had disciples, before they became Jesus' disciples, they were first the disciples of John. Amen? John 1 verse 35, for those who do not believe me, you can go and study it. I'm not going to get into it. John 1 verse 35, it says that most of the disciples that was first, before they became Jesus' disciples, they were first the disciples of John. Amen? You guys still with me? And so John baptized almost everyone in Israel, including Jesus. And there came a time after this event that when Jesus was finished praying, that one of his disciples, it's in Luke 11 verse 1, that one of his disciples came to him, you don't have to put this up, that one of his disciples came to him and he said the following thing. He said, teach us how to pray, as John have taught his disciples how to pray. I mean, are you guys with me? Teach us how to pray, as John have taught his disciples how to pray. Meaning that John, before Jesus came onto the scene, the disciples were his and he taught them how to pray. Amen. He operated from a dimension of prayer, meaning that his disciples operate from that same dimension, doing things the same manner and in the same way. You guys with me? So note, they did not come to Jesus saying that, listen, John taught us how to pray, so you do not need to teach us. We're going to pray in the same manner and way. No. What they said was is that we want you to teach us how to pray according to your way and your manner. Amen. They understood and they knew John's way. But they didn't want the John way. They wanted the ECC, the Pastor Leon way. They wanted the Jesus way. Amen. And so we have many people joining from many different ministries. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not speaking against any churches. So please do not pervert the words that I'm saying. Amen. There's nothing wrong with that. But we've got many different people with a lot of different spiritual backgrounds that have joined this ministry. Now, what happens is that, let's say, for example, we have prayer watch on Saturdays, and where we pray for 2 hours in a certain manner and way. Now, we've got people joining the church for the first time, and they want to pray in their own manner and way. But the truth is that God reveals himself to everyone in different ways. It says, the Bible says that I reveal myself to everyone in different ways. To some in visions, to some in dreams, to some in dark speech, etc. It goes on. But what I'm speaking tonight is not individually, but corporately. Amen? So we've got this ministry, we've got this ministry, and we've got this ministry. So God reveals himself to this ministry in this manner and in this way. So the people of that ministry operates from that dimension. In this ministry, he reveals himself in a different way. There's nothing wrong with this. It's all in the perfect will of God, but we all are a part of the body of Christ. You guys with me? But what we're going to do in this place, we're going to teach you how to pray the ECC way. Amen? We're going to teach you how to pray the Pastor Leon way. Listen to me. Pastor Leon taught me how to pray. And now I can pray in the same manner, in the same way, meaning that I now meet with God, meaning that I now encounter God in the same manner and way. Oh, you didn't hear that. Chris, they didn't hear that. They missed it. Listen to me. Pastor Leon taught me how to pray. Pastor Leon prays the way that he does because he meets God in a certain way. That is why he prays in a certain way. He have taught me how to pray. Before I can pray the same way, I need to be able to meet God in the same way. Amen? He have taught me, meaning that I now meet God in the same manner and way. We're going to teach you, meaning that you will also now meet God in the same manner and in the same way. Amen? Dimensions. This is called dimensions and levels. They are not the same thing. Let me explain it like this. Pastor Leon operates in a dimension of faith. A very powerful dimension, if I may add. He operates in a dimension of prayer, in a dimension of breakthrough, in a dimension of prosperity, and the list goes on. Amen? But you cannot step into a dimension without being invited. Amen? You cannot step into a dimension without being invited. The Bible says that I, the Lord God, is the one that draws you nearer unto me. I draw you closer unto me. Meaning we cannot come close to God. He is the one that draws us closer. The more you surrender, the more you become broken, the more God draws you closer unto himself. You cannot just step into a dimension. You have to be invited in. It is a door that can only be opened from one side. So how do you get invited in? The moment that you connect with this church. Now, I know that there's many people watching over live streaming that is from far off, and that you may be watching from Cape Town, from Durban, from the States, and you feel, but I can't physically connect. How will I be invited in? You want to be invited in. Remember that in the spiritual dimension, distance does not matter. You can be connected in your hearts. And I'm going to state something, and I'm not taking up an offering, but this is what worked for me. It is when we started to connect with Pastor Leon, even before we met him, we connected with him in a financial manner. We partnered with him financially. And so you can be in Cape Town, you can be in Durban, you can be in the States. It is through a connection where you connect through your finances and that you connect with this ministry, where your heart is connected and you say that I stand for the vision of this church, and that I want to see the vision of this church coming into fulfillment, and that you are connected, and that the door open up and that you get invited in. And now when you step in, the following happens. Everything in that dimension becomes available for you. Everything in that dimension, you qualify for. Everything in that dimension now becomes a part of you. It becomes your DNA. This is where we say that you have caught the DNA of the church, meaning that you will now operate from without this dimension, doing things in the same manner and the way that we do it. You will pray for people and they will get healed. There will be a supernatural demonstration of the supernatural power of God. You will cast out demons. You will heal the sick. You will move in the power of God. Amen. You will prophesy. You will have financial freedom. Prosperity will be forever there to follow you where you go. Are you with me? It becomes a part of you. People will know when you start to pray for people on the street. Hang on, this person is from ECC. Amen? Dimensions and levels. The first time that I saw Pastor Leon, this was before I got connected with him. He had a conference. He only visited this side, and he had a conference. I think it was at Unite 180 in Zambezi. And that's the first night that I saw him. Still very caught up in the world. My wife dragged me there. And but I remember one thing. I remember I saw this man preaching and quoting scriptures. I saw him moving the supernatural power of God. I see him prophesying. I see how God through him heals and restores people. And I remember I said to the Lord Jesus, man, I want to know you like that. I want to be able to move like that. Man, I want to be able to pray like that. I want to cast out demons like that. Even there, the seed was planted. Even from that day, this was 5 years ago, I could see in the spirit and I saw myself. I saw myself preaching. I saw myself praying for people getting slain under the power of the Holy Spirit. I saw myself prophesying. It is 5 years later and here I'm standing. I've taken it from the spiritual dimension and I've made it a reality. Amen. But it was not until I got connected and invited into this dimension and have been taught that I could move and do the same things as he did it. Amen? Dimensions. Say dimensions. Are you understanding dimensions? So in this dimension, you have different levels. Meaning that now I pray in the same manner, in the same way as Pastor Leon, but I'm not operating at the same level that he's operating at. He's operating at a much higher level than I am operating at. Amen? So in these dimensions, you have different levels that you move up on. It's not the same thing. Amen? Dimensions and levels. Now, let's get into the first dimension of prayer. Are you ready? Do you want to hear this or should I just pray for everyone? The first dimension of prayer is groaning. Not growing like growing up, but like you in pain, groaning. Say groaning. Groaning. Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 23. Now, I'm going to run through quite a bit of scriptures tonight. I'm going to do a bit of quoting tonight. Benny, if you can, if possible, keep up, then it's okay. If not, it's also okay. Now, if you, for instance, see that I'm quoting something and it's not exactly the way that it's written there, then it's Benny's fault. I'm just joking. Relax. Everyone, just stand with me. Just stand. So I shake it off. I want you to relax. Come on, it's December, it's holiday. Amen. I just want you to relax. Just enjoy the service. Enjoy the word. Afterwards, I'm going to pray for everyone. You're going to leave feeling refreshed, feeling restored, uplifted and renewed. Amen. Just enjoy the service. I'm the one preaching. I'm stressing. Amen. You may be seated. Stress aside. Romans 8, verse 23. So if I quote something and it's not exactly the same on the screen, it's because I'm quoting a different version. I'm normally preaching out of King James, so naturally Benny will put that on the screen. Amen. Is that okay? Romans 8, verse 23, and it says, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves. Say within. This speaks of deep within your spirit, in your heart. We ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Now that word wit, it means to have the capacity of inventive thinking, to have the ability for creative thinking. Amen? Now when this type of creative thinking is governed by the Holy Spirit, it brings forth a sudden understanding. It speaks of a sudden understanding, a revelation, a sudden understanding. So what they're saying is that we're waiting for the adoption to understand, to have revelation of the redemption of our body. Amen? You see, many do not have revelation of their salvation. It speaks of hope. The scripture speaks of hope. What Christ Jesus have done for us on the cross, that we will, there will come a time that we will be standing in glorified bodies. Amen? Many do not have revelation of their salvation, and thus many are still bound up, thinking that the enemy still have a hold on them. But it's a lie of Satan. Your ledger have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Your contract have been signed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You have been redeemed from the hands of Satan by the blood of Jesus Christ. He have no authority over your life. Amen? But you need revelation of the salvation. I don't know why I just went on that. It's completely off the topic. But anyway, that was for someone. So the Bible says that we grow, meaning us. And who are we? Who are we? We who have the first fruits of the Spirit. Meaning this type of prayer can be prayed by people who have the fruits of the Spirit. What is the fruit of the Spirit? It's love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Amen? If you have these things in your life, you can pray this type of prayer. Let me tell you that there is a kind of prayer that you can pray that sends shivers down the spine of your enemy. And that will cause him to tremble and run. Who have you ever seen the movie 300? Now, this movie carries a lot of spiritual significance for me. When I watch this type of movie, I always see things spiritual. It's just me. It's not a spiritual movie, but I just see it in that way. Amen? There's this one scene where they stand shield to shield. Shield to shield. And it's these hordes, thousands of creatures attacking them. But they cannot be pushed back. They cannot be pushed back. They are the ones. 300 men. 300 men standing against thousands. Pushing them back. They would push back and then they would strike. They would push back and then they would strike. Until they've pushed the enemy down the cliffs into the water. Now what would happen is it was about this evil king that conquered many nations. So he had many different armies. And so he could only, because of limited space to battle, he could only send out one army at a time. Amen? So they will battle this army in this battle formation. And when there's only a few hundred left, they will break battle formation. And they will run in, and they will just destroy the rest of the people that is left. Amen? So this one guy turns around and he looks at his father. And for a moment he turns his back on the enemy. And there's this one soldier that comes with a horse and he severs this man's head. And I remember the look. This man actually acted it very, very well. The father looked at his son's head being chopped off. And he had in his eyes the intent to kill. A look that says that I have now the intent to kill. He ran forward to come to his son. And nothing could stand in his way. He just destroyed everything that came in his way. And when the battle was over for the day, he held his son in his arms. And he wept bitterly. Remember that I'm speaking on groaning. And he wept bitterly. Now, when you watch this movie, there's a guy kind of telling the story. And this guy says that his war cry, his weeping could be heard miles away. And that it would send shivers down the spine of his enemies. Because they knew, come the breaking of dawn, that they are in trouble. That they are in trouble. I'm telling you that there is a sound that you create in a certain dimension of prayer. That sends shivers down the spine of your enemy. That causes your enemy to tremble with fear and to run. Amen? This is a prayer. The prayer of groaning is a prayer from the Spirit. It is a prayer from the Spirit. When you start to move in this dimension, you have no more words. It is utterances that cannot be understood. If you have not experienced this dimension of prayer, it's difficult to explain. It's a groaning. It's a bitter weeping from your spirit. You find yourself with a loss of words. It is utterances that cannot be explained. Amen? Romans 8 verse 26. It says the following. But the Spirit himself helpeth our infirmities. The Spirit Himself helpeth our infirmities. That word infirmities meaning our weaknesses, where you find yourself at a place where you're too weak to pray. The pain that you're facing is too much. You cannot find yourself praying anymore, but all you can find yourself is just to create a sound. You just cry, and that's all that you can get out. The Holy Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not. We know not what we should pray, for as we ought, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit itself, maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Intercession means you apply yourself to someone else's problem. You apply yourself to someone else's persecution that they're facing because they are too weak to pray things through. Now you apply yourself to their problem and you pray through for them. This is what the Holy Spirit does in this dimension. Amen? It's a sound that you create in the Spirit that God cannot ignore, that causes Him to step down and to deliver you. It causes Him to step down and to deliver you. Acts 7 verse 34 says the following. For I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt. I have heard their groaning and have come down to deliver them. I have come down to deliver them. And now come. I will send thee, Pastor Leon, into Centurion. Sorry. And now come, this was God speaking to Moses. Come now, I will send thee, Moses, into Egypt to deliver my people according to my command and according to my word. A prayer of groaning will cause God to come down and deliver you. For I have seen the affliction of my people. I'm telling you tonight that God has seen your affliction and that He's heard your groaning. That tonight you will venture into this dimension and God will step down and He will deliver you from each and every one of them. You see, they prayed for many years without any change. But it is the moment, the time that they ventured into groaning, where they found themselves at the place of groaning. It is here that God started to move. Amen? When you move in this dimension, you find yourself with a loss of words. It is a prayer that comes from the heart. It's a prayer that comes from the deepest part of your soul. Amen? It is where there's something that needs to come out, but there's no words designed or created that can carry that what needs to be released. It is a groaning sound that you make. Amen? It is when you start to pray with a sense of urgency. It is when you start to pray with a sense of urgency and desperation and hunger. It is here where you will find things changing in your life. Amen? Where you are so deep in the Spirit. Remember that it's the Holy Spirit that intercedes for you now. Where you are so deep in the Spirit that all you can find yourself doing is to create a voice. It's all you can find yourself doing. It's not that you don't want to say anything. You want to say something. There is something that wants to come out. There's something that wants to come out. But there is no words designed, created, that can express what you're trying to say. Amen? It is here where God stands up and says, no more. Now I will come down and I will deliver you. Amen? If there's a man that understood this dimension, it was King David. If you have ever ventured into this dimension, you will read Psalms in a different way. You will see King David's desperation when he prays. It says in Psalms 38, verse 8, King David said, I am feeble and severely broken. The word feeble means to be without physical strength. He says that I am feeble and severely broken. I'm groaning. He says that I am groaning. Different version. It says that I'm groaning from my heart. Amen? Meaning that he's weeping bitterly from his heart because of the turmoil of his heart. And then again in Psalms 39 verse 12, he would say the following, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my cry. Do not be silent to my tears. Do not be silent to my tears. This is a man on his knees weeping before God. Weeping before God. catching the attention of God, let me tell you that we serve a true and faithful God that will give ear to your tears that you are shedding. It will not go unnoticed. Amen. Psalms 40, verse 1 and 2, he says, King David says the following, after you have warred like this and you've labored like this in prayer, he said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he heard my cry. He inclined to me and he heard my cry. He have also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. Let me tell you tonight, as you venture into this dimension, God will take you from that miry clay pit, from that horrible pit that you find yourself in, and you shall be established upon the rock of ages, anchored upon the rock of ages, upon the way, the truth, and the life. And no matter what has been sent out against you, it shall not prosper. Nothing shall be able to move you. Amen. There is a sound that you create in this dimension. It is a sound that echoes through eternity. It is a sound that brings down strongholds. It is a sound that brings strongholds down. Amen? Say strongholds and sound. It was on the seventh day, the seventh time, when they circled the city of Jericho, and with the sound of trumpets and with a loud war cry, that the walls of Jericho came crumbling down. The sound that you make, oh, let me tell you tonight, I've got a sound. Oh, I've got a sound in me that is about to be released. I declare and I decree that every person sitting under the sound of my voice, that the sound of heaven shall be stirred up within you, that the sound of heaven shall be unlocked within you, that the sound of heaven will start to flow from without you, and that as you with groanings and intercede in prayer, atmospheres will shift. Everything that is not in line with heaven shall become in line with heaven. And everything that is wrong in the eyes of God shall be removed from your life. For he is the one that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. Amen. Just give the Lord a praise offering. Okay, the second dimension, laboring, amen? I need to hurry up, I'm going to rush through it quickly because time is running out. Colossians chapter 4 verse 12, Benny. Colossians chapter 4 verse 12. Say labor, to labor in prayer. Interesting name. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayer, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. In all the will of God. Now, the word labor, it means to take your stand for something. It means to take your stand for something until you see it coming to pass. Now, the NIV version, just put on the NIV version for me here. It actually states it better. It says that Epaphras, that he would wrestle in prayer for you. He would wrestle in prayer. When you enter into this dimension of prayer, the laboring dimension, you're entering into dimension of spiritual warfare. Say spiritual warfare. Remember, to be knocked down does not mean to be knocked out. To be knocked down does not mean to be knocked out. Listen to me, it is when all hell breaks loose against you. Give me more volume on the stage, please. It is when all hell breaks loose against you, when everything seems to go wrong. I don't know. Whatever persecution it is that you are facing. Psalms 34 verse 19 says the following. It says that the righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord God Almighty delivers him from them all. And though you may stumble, you shall not be utterly cast down. For it is the Lord God Almighty that upholdeth you with his hand. Only stand, but stand in the power of his might. Stand, but stand in the power of his might. Amen. The problem is that many Christians war in the flesh and not in the spirit, trying to sort out problems by themselves in their own way. Amen. Whereas the Bible says that when you war, when you step into this dimension, You start to wrestle in the spirit. You start to take things on in the spirit from a holy kingdom perspective. Here you watch and pray. Here is where you watch and pray. For the weapons that you fight from or fight with from this dimension is weapons that is not carnal. It is weapons that have not been formed from this dimension, that have not been formed from this world, but it is weapons that is mighty through our God for the bringing down of strongholds. This weapon that I'm speaking of is prayer. This weapon is called prayer. You see, the problem is many Christians, they read Ephesians 6, where it speaks of the spiritual armor of God, and they stop when it comes to and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. But it goes on. Paul says, therefore now pray in the Spirit on all occasions. With what? With all kinds of prayers and requests. This is part of the spiritual armor. This is what I like to call the javelin, the spear. Prayer is the spear in the spiritual armor. Amen? It reaches great distance. Listen to me. When you see, if you can understand the way that these Roman soldiers have handled the spear, and they could throw a spear with pinpoint accuracy over a great distance, and the enemy receiving that spear better know that he will not miss his targets. It is the moment that you stand and your prayer releases, is being released from your mouth, that has been sent forth with pinpoint accuracy, and it will hit its target each and every time. It will bring down every evil force that has been sent out against you. Every evil force that has been sent out against you. Ephesians 6 verse 12 says the following. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Spiritual wickedness in high places. This wrestling type of prayer, it is where you find yourself in a dimension where you take a stand, where you stand your ground, face to face with an invisible enemy. Amen? This year where you stand not through your own power or might, but through His power and might. Amen? It was the time when Epaphras stood up, the previous scripture that we had. It wasn't until he stood up and have taken a stand in the Spirit and have said that enough is enough. Now I plunder. Now I uproot. Now I remove. Because this is what I do when I operate in this dimension. Amen? The Bible says that there are rulers, principalities, and evil forces that is causing your delay. That is causing your delay. That is interfering with your finances, interfering with your businesses, interfering with your marriages, interfering with your spiritual life. But I want to tell you that this type of prayer will bring these forces down, and these things shall not prosper. Amen? It will render Satan powerless. I need to go on. This dimension of prayer, this type of prayer you pray, when you are tired of waiting for the promise, when you are tired of waiting for your breakthrough. How many people sitting here tonight can say, you know what, I'm tired. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of waiting for my breakthrough. I'm tired of waiting for the promise. Amen? Genesis chapter 32, verse 24 and 26. I'm almost finished. And Jacob was left alone. This is where Jacob wrestled with God. And they wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. Just stop there. Go one back. They wrestled with him a man until the breaking of day. How many seated here tonight can say that I've ever been at a place where they've been so desperate for breakthrough that they have prayed right through the night until the next morning? Amen. We seem to be desperate, but we cannot pray. Cannot pray, even just right through the night, until we receive an answer. This is a dimension where you move, where enough is enough. Where you take a hold of God and you say, I will not let you go until you bless me. I will not let you go until you give me an answer to my prayer. I will not let you go until I have breakthrough. Amen? Verse 25. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, meaning his hip. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, dislocated, as he wrestled with him. Just stop there. As he wrestled with him. How many people seated here tonight can say, the more that you pray, the more it seems that everything is just going wrong. The more that you pray, the more you pray, the more the resistance you experience. It means that you are wrestling. Remember, to be knocked down does not mean to be knocked out. It simply means that you are wrestling. Amen? It is when Jacob wrestled with God, and in the course of prayer, that his situation became much worse, to a level, to the extent that he ended up with a dislocated joint. A dislocated joint. Amen? Now, your dislocation might be your health. Your dislocation might be your finances. Your dislocation might be your marriage. Your dislocation might be your spiritual life. How long are you willing to press in until you see change? Amen? I want to tell you not to worry, because you're still busy wrestling. You are still busy wrestling. So you are praying and things are not changing as you have expected. You're busy praying, but things are not changing as you expected. Don't worry, because what the devil is doing is changing your focus. He's changing your, I hope that you're listening to me. He's changing your focus from your breakthrough, from your promise, from your goal, to the dislocation, to the pain. So that you will miss out on your breakthrough. It is when you pray and you find opposition. It is just when your breakthrough is just around the corner, it is here where you will experience the greatest of persecution and resistance. Amen. When you have a dislocation, it is a severe pain. I think, Matthew, maybe you can, you know, testify to this. It is not a minor pain. When you have a dislocation, it is a severe pain. Amen? And there is many Christians, many believers, even here tonight, and you're moving in great pain. Your circumstances is painful. And you don't know what way to turn. You don't know where to go. I'm going to tell you not to lose focus, because you are busy wrestling. Amen? Do not lose focus because you are busy wrestling. The devil wants to change your focus. But I want to tell you tonight, just stand up and prophesy yourself blind. You stand up and you prophesy yourself blind. You call the things that are not as if they are. For the Lord God Almighty have asked me, can these dry bones live? And I said, oh Lord, only thou knowest. And he said, prophesy, son of man. Prophesy unto these dry bones, that they may live. And so I did as I was commanded. And I called the breath of life from the four winds, from every corner of the earth, to breathe upon these slain, that they may live. And I see before me standing a great army. And that is you. It is time to stand up and to proclaim. It is time to declare and decree that I will not give up. I will not give up. I will not give in. I will not lay down. It is not over until I say it is over. By the blood of Jesus Christ and through the power, the might and the strength of the Holy Spirit, I paralyze every weapon of darkness. And I break the chains. I destroy. I plunder. I take a hold of and I uproot. And I declare and decree that these things shall be lame, deaf, blind, mute, and dumb. The devil is in trouble. Come on, say it. The devil is in trouble. Prophesy yourself blind. Speak the things that are not as if they are. Amen. Next verse, 26. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Except thou bless me. How many will leave here tonight and enter their secret place and start to pray things through until they see change. Until you see change in your children's life. Until you see change in your marriage. Until you see change in your spiritual life. Until you see change. Will you grab a hold of God and say, no, I will not let you go until you bless me. Amen. First dimension was groaning. Second dimension, laboring. Okay, the last one, I'm going to run through this one. Maybe I must continue with this next time. The third dimension is travail. Say travail. Now, this is a complicated prayer. Travail simply means to give birth. Amen? It simply means that you give birth. In this kind of prayer causes you to give birth to something. Here, all three dimensions comes together as one. Amen? With this prayer, you must give birth to something first in the spirit before it can be made manifest into the natural. Amen? Hannah in the Bible, this was a woman that knew, she understood how to travail in the spirit. She reached the place where enough was enough. And she found herself on her knees, weeping, crying out to God. Her groaning was so great that the priest that was sitting there thought that she was drunk. She cried bitterly. But she could travail in the spirit. She could see her son in the spirit before he was born. And even in the spirit, she offered this man up to the Lord God. It is when she did this that this boy was be made manifest into the natural. Amen. So what I'm saying is that you first have to give birth to something in the spirit before it can be made manifest into the natural, into the here and into the now. Amen. Put on the screen for me Isaiah 66. Isaiah chapter 66 from verse 6. And it says, hear that uproar from the city. Hear that noise from the temple. It is the sound of the Lord repaying his enemies for all they deserve. Before she goes into labor, she gives birth. Before the pains come upon her, she delivers a son. Who has ever heard of such things? Who has ever seen things like this? Can a country be born in a day, or a nation be brought forth in a moment? Yet no sooner is Zion in labor, and then she gives birth to her children. This was a prophecy from Isaiah, stating how churches will be born. Amen. Travailing in the spirit. This is how this church was born. Pastor Leon found himself on his knees, travailing in the spirit. He could see this church in the spirit. He wept bitterly before God. It is here that God came down and he said, Leon, now you can establish this church. This is where you will do it. This is the day. This is the date that you shall establish this church. He prevailed in the spirit. He gave birth to this church in the spirit. And now you're sitting in the manifestation thereof. Amen. When you see many sons and daughters around Pastor Leon, it is because he travailed in the spirit. Amen. If there is anything in your life that needs to take place, that needs to happen, you need to travail in the spirit. You see, many have had many visions and dreams that they've given up on. When a woman cannot travail, she has to go through surgery. You hear me spiritually? When a woman cannot travail, she needs to go through surgery to the risk of both herself and the child that they may die. Many have given up on many dreams. Let me tell you that every one of you sitting here tonight, that there is greatness locked up on you. Oh, you've got so much great purpose that is locked up in the inside of you. If you can find yourself moving in this dimension of travail, those things will be unlocked and it will start to flow. Amen. Now, to end off, there is a groaning, a laboring that takes place when a woman travails. Amen. When these three dimensions of prayer are placed together, it is here that you give birth to what is inside of you. Amen. Tonight your miracle will appear. Listen to me. Tonight your miracle will appear. Tonight your breakthrough will appear. Tonight focus will be restored. Amen. Just stand with me. Just give the Lord a praise offering.